tell you my story, Captain. Gladly. I was indeed a talking pet aboard an Urquhart dreadnought. Those years are like a forgotten dream to me. Because I wasn't sentient, I was a dumb beast, an unthinking slave to the heinous Urquhart. Then, there was a great battle. The ship was hit, severely damaged. Slaves running down the corridors, commands, countercommands. Then there was a scream atmosphere outside the hull. There was a big explosion, a light thunder. We hit the surface of a planet, I'm pretty sure. Next thing I can remember was the face of the creature you called the Arilu. I was in great pain. But the creature was kind. It did what it could for me by applying its own medicines to my alien form. I was transported off-planet. I remember an all-pervading green light. Then, we were at the homeworld of the Arilu. Again, Captain, forgive me if I'm not more clear, but I wasn't intelligent yet. Give me a chance. I presume my injuries were too severe for the Arilu to repair. Or perhaps I reacted badly to their medicines or something, because the next thing I remember was being moved back into a ship. Things grow dim. My next memory is being on board an Oonga starship. Wet flesh throbbing all around me, Oonga laughing as they worked on my body. It was kind of unnerving. Suddenly, like the explosion of a bomb, real thought flooded my brain. I don't know how or why, but the Oonga had discovered that my brain could be easily changed, improved, to give me true intelligence. What they didn't realize is it also brought back a flood of memories. Memories of my species' ancient past. From before the time the Urquhart castrated our thinking minds and transformed my people into crude beasts. I'm the only intelligent Denari left in this galaxy, Captain. Now you understand my lust for vengeance?